Hey, Brian, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And this is the first time it's been mentioned on the show, not our show, but the actual Survivor show. I'm a huge threat.
And welcome to the show. We had the Dom and Chris showdown.
I'm kind of bummed that it's over. It was
Chris went
was
for
fun.
Brooklyn and and lost.
And he had no sleep till Brooklyn either that night.
The it's curse of JT continues.
Oh my God!
I agree with
taken down by Pretty Boy's idol.
I agree with Wendell though. The whole time I go, why is he doing this poetry rapping stuff?
This is his thing.
Yeah,
stop.
His thing is being annoying.
That's his thing. I mean, you know.
Yeah, his thing is now at what do they call the Ponderosa.
Yeah, he's going to
we all have our things that if we played Survivor, it would get us sent to Ponderosa. So if we're lucky enough.
Okay, what would be your thing, Colleen?
Too much?
Yeah, they have to be more specific than talking too much.
Why? That's annoying.
Well, I just spoke earlier before we recorded. Like, you always speak in hyperbole, so maybe that would be it.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Jack, what would be your thing that sent you to Ponderosa?
I would just get irritated with people. It would be hard for me to... Like, Chris, I
could... No, it would be too many ball jokes.
I think Chris would be... he's probably a good guy, and he handled it pretty well, but...
Yeah, I thought he handled it with class.
He would get on my nerves too.
Okay, all right.
It's just one of those things. If you, like I say, if you're around someone 24/7 and you can't get a break, it's like, dude, stop.
Mine, I think, would probably be just like general laziness. I think probably not that I'm lazy, but I need a lot of sleep. I don't have a lot of energy a lot of the times unless I get a lot of sleep, so I probably would be perceived as...
See, I would get upset with someone like you because I'd probably be doing all the work, and I'd be getting ticked.
Exactly. I don't like being hot and sweaty. I need to drink a lot of water. Like, really, I would probably be pretty annoying on the game. Like, I think mentally I could play a good game, but physically I just wouldn't be there. I mean, Colleen knows about that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey-o.
Don't Uh-oh. I know it.
and anyone, this is the first time I noticed Killer's teeth. They're like super white.
Oh yeah,
I've been commenting on that too. I don't understand how they get so. I mean, clearly I understand how they get such white teeth. It's called teeth whitening, but I want that.
No, because when it gets it, your teeth should be a natural color. I think if it gets too like platinum white status.
Yeah.
That's a little too much.
I've talked about her teeth because you guys went on a tangent about the Amazing Race people's teeth.
Yes, I remember that.
That is correct. That, now I remember. I just was like, oh my God, her teeth are so white.
Yeah.
As she just says, I can go on there and destroy people now.
As somebody with big teeth, I notice people's white teeth. I get jealous.
Well, I think your teeth are a perfect color, Colleen.
You know, you mentioned bald people. I'm looking at the cast. Not one of them.
Oh no.
Well, I mean, really, if you think about it though, like
Desiree is the closest.
If you're out there in the sun, like really bald people, they just don't have the what they need. They'll probably have skin cancer by the time they're done with it.
That's why you have the buff.
That's true.
That's true too.
No bald players this season.
No, there's not.
Oh well.
How convenient.
It's better that way because old people are kind of annoying.
That's terrible.
Why do you associate that's pretty how do you associate just because someone's bald doesn't mean they're old?
That's true. There is some people that are like, you know, bald
there are
by
some,
their 30s.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah, 20. You know Dave?
Yeah, I know.
He was bald
all
before
right.
he got out of high
I
school.
I did my 23.
All right.
Me.
I was completely kidding with the bald thing. I did not mean to bring us down
you
this tangent.
You know it's his trigger.
I know. Just, I'm sorry.
Hashtag triggered.
But I'm looking at the cast. I never noticed it before. I'm looking at the cast. All have hair.
Good for them. Very good for them.
I know.
I'm so
listen,
happy.
I did my 23andMe, and yes, I'm going to have late onset Alzheimer's, but...
That is true.
I do not have early male pattern baldness. So, well,
you got that going for you.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
But I've been updated. I do have some Indian in me now. So
Native American Indian, or
yeah, there you go. Yeah, Native American. So there you go.
Oh, see, there you go. See.
So does Jay. His was updated as well.
No, I had East Asian and North African.
Well, listening. East Asian is the Native American.
Did you start out in? Did your family start out in deep in Africa and then move up?
No, it's North Africa, so not Central.
Okay, because I.
I'm still all Italian, and I'm all Mediterranean, rather.
Italian. All right.
Mine is not
I figured my family must have been poor because they stayed in the same spot.
Yeah, nobody
this
cares.
This is not a genealogy with Jay Jack and Colleen. This is Survivor with Jay Jack
and
Colleen.
Actually had a pretty fun episode. Not actually, but we had a pretty fun episode tonight.
No, I mean, I think it's fair. I think the past couple of seasons have been a little too gimmicky. This one's been really gimmicky and hasn't really been paying off as much, except for the fact that Chris... didn't get the reverse the curse, which I don't know if Jeff was like significantly pissed that he couldn't actually like say Chris couldn't reverse the curse, because I feel like that's what he really wanted, you know, this whole season to be, is just him getting to do that 10,000 times. But
I don't think because didn't he Chris go take it out profs.
Like put it out profs, but yes,
put it out, that's what it was, and he goes okay, yeah, whatever. Are they using a filter when they're filming? Because we're doing the challenge. The water is so, when you look behind Jeff, the water is so blue.
Well, I don't know. Jeff's shirt was like super mega green at Tribal tonight.
Yeah, it was like
worse than green screen green.
Yeah, it was green screen green. I was like, if he was doing the weather, we'd just be his head floating.
You're not
but
wrong.
You know what's funny is after once Cochran made fun of him in his blue shirts, he has changed it up a lot. So I think he got in Probst's
head. He didn't want to get picked on by the nerd.
yeah, Jeffrey is, as we now know him as, Jeffrey.
That's yeah, Dom kudos to Dom there calling him Jeffrey. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that was. All right, let's get into this episode. Survivor Ghost Island Season 36, Episode 8, Keep Your Fears Keep You Sharp. And I have to shout out to Sherry because the only reason now she like gives me an, I don't have to look up the episode. I can just go in the Facebook group and she has like the episode title and number and everything all for me. So
it is perfect.
It's so handy. I'm not going to lie. All right. We start off day 20.
You know what she needs? It's just to have a whole detail of what happened in the episode.
Yeah, that'd be great too. that would really be the perfect Survivor viewing experience for me this season, at least, because it is tough with the baby. All right, day 20. Kellen says they got a note saying it was time for the merge, so Malolo and Yanua are headed to Navidi. We go
nice boats, nice little boats they have there too.
Like totally. We go over to Navidi. Dom is talking about how he hopes that Brooklyn won't go after him right away. Teen Angel is hopeful for a new start at the merge and the chance to be the youngest survivor ever. Kellen.
I think I comment. It's like he must have had growth hormones because he does look 23, 24, 25.
I think
when I was 18, I just looked like a schlub kid. Like,
okay.
I just don't understand it.
Brian looked like he was 40 when he was 18.
That's true. I mean, I guess it is just your genes, but he's looking like dapper too. He had like a blazer on, like a.
He's a very
blazer.
Handsome man.
He's a freak of nature.
He's a beautiful specimen of a human being. And then we got Colleen over here gushing over Bradley.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I watched Tudor. I've been watching. Started watching again. I don't see it. I just don't see it.
Well,
I'm sorry.
You need to get your eyes checked. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, there's three of us, and you're the most blind, so.
Okay, that is true.
I'll give you Michael. The kid is like, he's
he's gorgeous. And
he talks well, too. He doesn't talk like an 18-year-old.
Yeah, he speaks eloquently. He doesn't have Tide Pods
That's
in his mouth.
That's what a good education gets you. Hate to say it, but.
Sorry, you're sounding a little marbled, like you have some Tide Pods
Maybe
in your
I'm
mouth.
Wrong.
He's not putting a condom in his nose and pulling it out. I mean, he's
I feel like that one's a big troll. Like, I feel like that's teenagers trolling their parents, I think.
I just can't. I wouldn't even watch that. I'll watch the Tide stuff, but I'm not going to watch it.
All right, then. For the record, listeners, I was trying to keep us on target because, but my next
Stay
sentence
on target.
Was going to be, Kellen says, after the feast is over, our next step is to start eating each other.
Exactly.
Oh, come on. I thought you guys were going to laugh at that.
Well, it's her and Jeffrey Dahmer, right?
Jeffrey Dahmer Probst.
That was Colleen, Jeff.
I'm just saying.
Jeffrey, I'm a big fan, even since Celebrity Jeopardy. No, Music Jeopardy. Rock and Roll
Rock
Jeopardy.
Rock and Roll Jeopardy.
Rock and Roll Jeopardy.
Yeah.
I just poked myself in the eye.
See? Jeff Probst has that much power. He's like,
there you
but
go.
It wasn't me. I didn't say it.
Oh, my God. But, all right. Kellen says, after the feast is over. Ooh, I just knocked the water bottle to the ground. At least I didn't poke my eye out.
There you go, Jeff. He finally got, you know.
I know. He got me, too. Dom hopes to strengthen. I know. Jay is like, is the light going to fall on me in the studio? Dom hopes to strengthen old relationships. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Chris. It's time to play your heart out, guys. And then Chris quotes LeBron in his like weird rap voicey thing, which I kind of find endearing. But I find a lot of things endearing. Yeah, so
if you look like say you look like who's the like Jacob for if he was doing it, would you find it endearing?
Possibly. I find a lot of things endearing.
No, yeah, you'd be like
Colleen does. I will say this about her: she finds a lot of annoying things endearing.
Very true.
Okay, yeah, I just no.
You mean like Bob Ross Jr., right? That Jacob?
Yeah.
Not like Jacob from Lost?
No.
It's another one of his triggers. What are you doing?
I know. I'm sorry. Jacob versus the Man in Black.
Oh, my God. This is going to be the next 15 minutes.
No, I'm not going to say how Jacob was the bad guy.
You just said it, though. Oh, my God. Here it starts.
No, I said I'm not going to say it.
Oh, the patron's choice for this month that has to come out still is the constant 10 years later. So...
Isn't the constant where Jack just constantly brings up Jacob stuff?
And being bald.
And being bald.
Well, that's Locke, right?
At least he's a two-trick pony.
That's true. No, Jack has like a couple. I just can't think of any more at the top of my head.
Cell phones while driving.
Oh, cell phones while driving. Yep.
We haven't really heard that one in a while.
That's an old one.
Yeah, I think Siri's voice activation thing has kind of...
Well, see, I have the do not disturb while driving, so if I'm driving, it'll send a text saying, hey, don't bug me.
Yeah,
I do yell at people when they're driving with their cell phone.
We know.
The older people.
Yeah. We know.
Yes, but again, it's one of Jack's constants.
Okay, so Chris.
I'm just I'm sorry if I'm just trying to save lives.
Chris finds a note in his buff that has a clue. The clue asked if he was willing to take a risk to go off island in the middle of the night and visit Ghost Island.
Oh, hell yeah, that's me.
Oh, hell
I take
yeah.
risk.
I take risks. I like to take risks, guys.
Him slowly leaving the camp at night.
Oh, we'll get there. Wendell.
He was walking like he had something up his butt. Am I right?
Yes, it was amazing.
That's true, he did.
It was like a little penguin walk. Shuffle.
I'll go really slow. No one can see it.
That was his quiet walk, guys.
Maybe he was going to use the excuse, I'm going to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
That's why he was walking that way.
Yeah, it's true. It looked like he had a turtle head poking out.
severe gastrointestinal distress, everybody.
I'm going to go cry about it for half the season.
Oh, stop it.
No, what? What are you talking about?
They were in the middle of like a monsoon.
Sure.
Leave Steven alone. Wendell asks if they can stay Navidi strong. Dom says, hey, it's up to Brooklyn.
This is where I'll give them credit. He wanted to, you know, at least one vote.
Yeah. Wendell wants to make it easy peasy Navidi. I thought that was really funny. See, that was endearing.
I love Wendell.
I love Wendell. He's my pick to win it all.
And Wendell's my pick to go out next week. So
I joined Reddit, and a lot of people on Reddit don't like Wendell.
How do you not like Wendell? He's awesome.
I have no idea. I've been defending him.
It's the internet. Oh, you have actually you comment on Reddit?
I do.
Go on. I am suddenly very interested in this tangent.
No.
I love Reddit.
I just got into it, so I'm just he's just
dabbling. That's what she said.
He's dabbling in the Reddit right now.
I love Reddit. So anytime anybody is like into the Reddit, because I know Mike doesn't listen to the show, but on one of the podcasts that we listen to, I know he gets into it with some of the crazy people that are on there. So
Mike Bloom?
No.
Bald Mike.
Yeah, oh, bald Mike.
Well, that's a shock. Who doesn't he get into with? I think he searches the internet just to fight with people. And I like Mike.
I have to say, Nick was thoroughly charmed that we made fun of him so much last week.
So we're going to make fun of Mike this week?
Yeah.
He talked
Who's
about
never
it
before seen we start- an episode of Survivor ever.
he was talking about before we started recording. It's like, in fact, I forgot all about it until he started. I go, oh, that's right. We did talk about that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nick didn't forget.
He doesn't forget anything.
He's like an elephant. Nick never forgets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for me, when I turn 75, I'll do a lot of forgetting then.
Oh, stop.
Hashtag what? Genetics.
I won't be around. So,
in case anybody is wondering and thinking Jay is being insensitive right now, his 23andMe results came back with a high probability of...
No, I said increased risk.
Increased risk. But he does have it in
his family. I have a double whammy. I got it from both sides. So thanks, Mom.
Mine
thanks,
said man. I have an increased risk of getting hit by a truck. So I'm staying off the streets.
Mine said macular degeneration.
Yeah, you're already there.
I am already there, so mine was right.
It's bad when we're watching TV sometimes. We have like a 55-inch 4K TV, and Colleen's like,
I'm like, I can't read that.
I can't make out what's... I'm like, good God, you're only 34.
I spend too much screen time, too much time on my phone and computer. That's what it is. I think if I got out into the real world and wasn't on the internet so much.
Well, that's how they said I lost my eyesight started going bad because I was working at Sony. Looking at bright lights.
Oh, but your eye got better.
One eye got better.
Yeah, I know.
It got better.
Your eye regenerated. That's like, that's amazing to me.
It's a shame your hair didn't, though.
Oh!
You know, maybe the eye didn't get better. But I just accepted. I said, because it's cheaper. I said, okay, yeah.
No, I'm think
a pirate.
It
It got better, so yeah.
Jack doesn't need contact in one eye anymore, if anybody doesn't know what we're talking about.
It is kind of cool, though.
That is amazing. Is cool. Like, I wish that would happen to me, but I'm past.
No, your eyes are so stressed out.
It was difficult at first, but now,
I'm
problem
not
is
even
now,
a candidate for LASIK anymore, so.
I have to take, if I'm on the computer, I have to take the contact out because I can't see the computer.
Interesting. So your other eye is getting better, too?
I don't know. Maybe I won't have to wear glasses.
It's your superpower. You have regenerating eyes.
Seriously.
No, because
it's like you got better eyesight without the cataract surgery.
No, because I still need glasses. Because when last week I drove, I didn't have any glasses or contacts on. I go, what is wrong? I go, the windows.
What was that bang?
I don't have a contact in. Stay out of my way.
What is this baseball cap in my grill?
Well, you should have been walking across the street talking on your cell phone. It's my fault.
It has a name on here, Little Timmy.
And there's hair in it?
Well, I've watched Dexter. I know how to get out of this. So.
This is terrible, guys. Awful.
It's not. Listen, okay. Once we went to Jeffrey Dahmer probes, I think we went off the rail.
She said it's time to start eating each other. Now, I could have gone two ways with that. I didn't go the one way that I really wanted to go.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Maybe that's why she left her husband.
Is it a sad world that you'd rather go into cannibalism than a sexual act? I mean, I don't know if that's a statement on society. I don't know.
I think it's safer to go with the cannibalism.
Which is sad.
Yeah. I'm listening to this with my kids.
I mean, they can handle humans eating each other. But pleasuring it. Somebody else? Get out of here.
Well, they play probably those video games, right?
Sure.
Here we go.
It's all killing and destruction. Yeah. So.
Whatever. My joke was going to be, now we know why she left her husband, but I didn't go there. Now, yes, I did. All right. Easy Peasy Navidi, speaking of getting out. They want to get out Libby or Teen Angel, but Dom and Chris are in an arms race and can blow it all up.
Was this at this point his biggest mistake?
Yeah, because they were offering him the olive branch.
Just lie. Just say, yeah, okay. You know what?
But he's so full of himself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was going to say this analogy of the arms race was chillingly apropos to real life, which I guess back when they filmed this, perhaps.
Nah.
No.
It happens.
Mm. Can't make a joke out of that
The whole
one.
Time I was sitting there thinking, because I think we've seen this before where people do this, where they don't just go, yeah, okay. I think, what was his name?
Malcolm did that when he wouldn't give
Pence,
the final
not
four
Pence,
to
not Pence,
Penner. Penner did it too.
Yeah, he did it too, where he just,
oh,
I don't
he
know
like, I
about.
Can't commit right now.
Yeah, just say
that, yeah, that never works, does it? That's always no. like yeah.
Because you already got people who are paranoid.
Yeah.
Just say, yeah, all they say, yeah, all right, Dom, we've had our issues. I get what you're saying.
Yep.
Yeah, we want to go further in the game. Okay, but like Dom said, eventually we just destroy each other, but we'll get through this. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm good for that.
Yeah.
Let's go 3 or 4 rounds. And he could have been completely full of crap. It didn't matter, but yep. I just was like, I go, that was a stupid move by you, Chris.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, he's clutch. He's real clutch. We'll get to that. So, you know, the peace treaty talks fell through, okay? Just going to throw missiles at each other.
I love Wendell's luck. Like,
that solves things all the time.
Because Wendell was the peace broker there, and he was like, all right, F it.
Yeah.
He's like going, I don't get it. It's just...
Well, Chris is too suave to buy their BS.
That was going to be my name at first. But I said, nah.
This was definitely a Chris Boot episode just about how much airtime he had.
And how hysterical it was.
Yes.
Because yep. Kellen's going far. Because she gets, like, we didn't need to see that much of Kellen tonight. She could win it. I think she's going final three. I'm going to call it here.
She could eliminate all her competition.
You mean eat all of her competition?
Why are you going to cannibalism?
I don't know.
You know, keep eating people, your teeth aren't going to be so white.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Oh. We're going
to... No, it's just a wine stain.
Night 20. Brooklyn is going to go for it and sneak off to Ghost Island. He gets out unscathed. Says, I'm pretty clutch, actually.
I could watch that walk all day long. It just...
It was amazing. Ghost Island...
I'm kind of afraid to come back here.
Ghost Island is all lit up with pretty torches, and Pretty Boy Brooklyn finds Pretty Boy JT's idol from Game Changers with the one where Michaela like went out drinking the tea, which was amazing.
Amazing.
The idol's only good at the next tribal, but he is willing to wager his vote at the next tribal to extend the idol's power. He can extend it a shelf life to up to five extra tribals.
There you go. He
or
got
until
there.
He loses his vote.
Now, was that a good move by him?
Yeah, because like, what do you have to lose if you're getting a chance to extend your idol? That's better.
I would have done the same thing.
And at this point, it's not like him giving up his vote was going to save his vote.
No,
to save his life.
True.
But Mr. Clutch is definitely going for it. Round one was a success. Round two, no vote.
I'm successful in life because I take risks.
Actually, that's why I said once he got the extra week, and I was like, that's worse for him, just in my mind, because he should play the idol this week regardless.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, actually. That
so if I was him personally, I would be like, well, actually, I'm just going to play it anyway. I'd much rather be safe at this vote. The merge vote is one of those tricky votes. Just be safe.
This would have been a good reward for someone like Killer or, you know, Jenna or even...
Somebody not on the chopping block?
Someone under the radar where they, I get 5 votes and I can have a 5 immunity.
Not 5 votes, just 5 chances to use my idol.
But that's once I thought there would be trouble for him because I was like, he should probably play it this week. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he thought he had a plan, taking 11 people to...
I don't know. All I gotta say is stick to the plan.
All right.
That was something I did comment on Reddit, how much I like Keith.
Oh, man. I'm going to go on Reddit tomorrow. I'm going to find all your posts, and I'm going to upvote them.
But you don't even know who I am.
I'm going to guess you're going to be either Crackpot Jack,
mm-mm,
Crazy Hank,
mm-mm,
Trevor.
Yep. Crazy Hank was already taken.
Crazy Trevor.
Oh, I didn't run to that thing. No, we are. Oh, my God.
Sure, spend hours looking for that.
Oh, my God. Are you really?
No, I just said spend hours looking for that name. Go ahead.
/r/survivor.
Oh, God. No, let's move on here, Colleen. Jeez.
All right, so we go back to La Vida, day 21. That's the merge tribe name, which we didn't get any explanation for that, did we?
I thought Jeff gave it to them. I'm just making that up in my mind.
There's a good chance. Like I will admit that I do miss key things when I've got the loud baby during the episodes.
Can I just say I'm glad they skip all that part now where they get
I really like hearing about all that.
Just move on.
Oh, okay. No. And I think a lot of Survivor fans would agree with me. And everybody should let us know. Hashtag Bradley Boo.
They all disagree with you on Reddit.
I bet you that they don't. I enjoy hearing how they get the merged tribe names. Like, that's a nice little, like, human...
In a season with no strategy, the last thing I need is how they got the tribe name.
Well, you know... Again, all right, go yell at a cloud somewhere.
Colin, you got to stick with the recap.
Okay,
It doesn't take much to derail this thing, does it?
No, it does not. Dom notices that Chris is cranky and tired, but doesn't know what is wrong with him. Well, guess what, Dom? You just found out tonight.
Yeah,
he's all irked about it. We get the setup for a Brooklyn versus Dom showdown. How come we don't have a nickname for Dominic?
Because Dom, it's a good nickname. It's like that Italian nickname.
Dominic, Nikki.
Speaking of that, Jay and I were talking tonight about how Alex's second choice name definitely would have been a better name for him. Because he looks like a little Italian baby.
Yeah, our runner-up was Leo.
Yeah,
so.
Well, one of our runner-ups.
One of our runner-ups
we had
Leo.
Alex,
Leo.
Justin,
that's
and
not,
Leo.
That's not an Italian name.
Leo? Leonardo? That's a pure
Leonardo,
Italian.
But you don't see... It's just like, yeah, I guess you're right. I guess
Leonardo DiCaprio. Leo DiCaprio. That's an Italian name.
It would not be after Leonardo DiCaprio.
Think lion when I hear Leo.
It would be Leo McGarry. West Wing.
Leo is my favorite. Oh my, Leo is my favorite. I just want.
So he'd walk around hunched over and drunk. Is that what?
Aww. No, stop it. I was gonna say I'd love to have a beer with Leo, but that would never happen.
Well, you can entice him.
No, I would never do that. I would just like to get a hug from Leo and a pep talk. A pep talk from
but
Leo.
But Leo doesn't give hugs. He's like, I guess if you get a hug, that's when you know you've been, you know, successful enough.
I'm like the same.
I don't give
series.
Hugs.
You are the Sam.
I am.
You're totally a Sam.
I am a Sam. I am completely a Sam Seaborn. That's why he's my second favorite.
Well, that's what people think that they could reboot the show.
Is with Sam?
Sam as president.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
It is 20 years later.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil Colleen because she hasn't.
We're only in season four.
So we're in the
Sam is
Sam's
running
for
Congress.
And we know he's leaving this season.
Yeah, so we know he's probably either going to win or leave or lose and go off disgrace somewhere.
But we haven't seen the part where Bartlett says he could be president someday.
Yes, yeah. we have seen that.
Okay, then that's where the fandom says.
Oh my god,
says,
if they rebooted that with President Seaborn, I would watch that all the time and maybe do a podcast on it.
All the time, forever and ever.
Rumor is that's why he leaves the show is because he thought the show was supposed to be centered around
him. I know, I heard.
And not the president.
So my boss actually listened to his autobiography, and she came in one day and was telling me the stuff because she watched West Wing about it. And I was like, but I didn't have the heart to tell her that I had no idea what she was talking about. And then once I made that status that we were watching it on Facebook, she made that comment like, what? I had no idea when I was talking to you about it. You'd never seen it. Like, yeah, thanks.
It is kind of shocking.
I know, but that's okay. I haven't seen a lot of things. I've never seen Dawson's Creek, and I am the Dawson's Creek generation. Because my parents wouldn't let me watch it.
I've never seen Dawson's Creek either.
They wouldn't let her watch it when she was 27.
Well, my sister has seen it. My sister watched it all. My mom used to help my sister sneak Buffy. I know, because we were not allowed to watch Buffy either. And for some reason, my mom used to help me sneak General Hospital and my sister sneak Buffy, which is really odd, right? You know, if you know my mom. But my dad didn't like it because
So what? But your dad is like so genteel. What would he do if he found out you were sneaking these episodes?
I don't think he would really.
I thought it'd be the other way around.
I think my mom just probably wanted to like maybe get some cool points. Who knows?
She banned it, but then she lets you have a little bit of it to try and earn some like street cred.
She's not really a street cred kind of person.
I don't know.
I don't really know.
But we are derailed again on this recap. Let's get back on track.
And I just want to point out it wasn't my fault.
Yeah, no, it was us because Alex is totally a Leo. Libby and Jenna talk,
Leo.
Yeah, Libby and Jenna have some kind of conversation, but we can skip that because it doesn't amount to anything. Spoiler alert. All right, immunity challenge. They had to balance statues.
This was a tough challenge.
I would have been out pretty quick.
I said going in, this favors the women as favored in this, should be favored in this one. I don't know why. It's balance.
Favor the women. Yeah. But this is like an incredible amount of balance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think Donathan, Desiree, Angela, maybe Jenna were all out. And then they elapsed like 5 minutes. And I was like, oh, this isn't going to be a
It looked like
love
five
challenge.
Minutes, but it felt like in their faces like a million years.
Yeah. then Seabass goes, which I was surprised about. Because if he's going to be the new Joe Anglum, new handsome Joe, he needs to, you know, up his balance challenge game.
Agreed.
I'm just saying.
I don't know, man.
20 minutes elapse. Dom goes out on the transition. Then Teen Angel and Chris and Laurel and Wendell. And, you know, everybody goes. Melisandre. And it's Melisandre versus Kellen versus Libby. And then it's Kellen versus Libby. And then Kellen goes beast mode and wins. I know that we could probably make fun of her for some kind of, like, killing the competition. But we have made that joke before, as Jay pointed out to me. So I will keep going to La Vida, the tribe that I'd love to know how it was named.
Can I say something here? It took me a... I'm like, who the heck is Melisandre that I've...
Chelsea, because I can never remember her name.
I know. I got it now.
He said it. Jack said this exact same quote last week.
I know. It's cool.
I did.
Yeah, he did. It's okay.
Who's Melisandre?
He was like, I just was saying, I was like, who's Melisandre? It was almost like word for word. But it's okay. It's not a big deal.
I was like going, Melisandre, I'm looking through the thing going, because I just still don't know all their names. So it's
yeah, it's tough. It's tough. That's what she said. But okay. Chris tells everybody but Dom and Wendell about Dom's idol. You know, he called them all down to the watering hole, and it's like,
can we talk strategy again? Was that stupid to take all 11 people?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Oh, my God. Like, the oh, man.
That was the equivalent of, like, pulling his genitalia out and being like, I have all these people on my side. And you know something? He lost. So.
I didn't get it. I said, anyway.
Teen Angel doesn't know who to believe. Wendell wants him out. Wendell is willing to play his idol to get Brooklyn out, which I don't know if I should call him Brooklyn or Mr. Clutch or Mr. Suave. It's hard.
Suave. Mr. Rapper.
Yeah. Donathan wants to blindside Chris. Dom wants to get Libby and Jenna on board, but the Dons and Doms are confusing me, says don't trust them. Jenna is just happy to be safe. And I have to say, like, good on Dom, because how many times do we see a scene in a season of Survivor where somebody is saying don't trust this person, and then the recipient of that information is like, oh, it's fine, like, you're wrong. Like, good on Dominic for actually listening to that. I think he's a smart
his drawback will be he talks too much.
That's true
That is true,
but he's a smart player, but he just goes on too long.
Yeah. So
I don't mean it the way it sounds, but
I won't say it, but yes, you're right. Maybe he should get together with Kellen. But the women band together in the ocean. They want to get out Libby. Dom wants to play his idol or the legacy advantage because he can play it at 13. But it's all chips in to get Chris out. To which I was like, are you sure you want to put all your chips in? Because there are 12 other people in this game.
You think when Wendell went up to him and said, look, he was very calming. He's very intelligent. When he said, look, do we want to have a dictatorship or a democracy? Once we get rid of him, we can just start playing the game and relaxing and, you know, not having to be told what to do.
Right. Which also, I have to say, they kind of both come off as babies a little bit. Being like, you know, I have to, you know, I don't want to be told what to do.
I thought what you're talking about, Wendell?
I just think
when he came up like that, I think he played it smart because everyone's irritated with Chris.
No, I, Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it's just funny that nobody could find another way to work around him and use him. And, you know, because clearly he's not the sharpest tool in the shed. And like,
Chris?
Yeah.
Like, not according to Chris.
Yeah. I'm saying, let him use, you always wrap stuff in his ego and whatever. And then, you know, get him to sort of be like your vote if you can. I mean, Dom and Wendell weren't going to be able to do that.
I think at this point, you have Dominic and Chris nonstop. You had to get rid of one of them. One of them had to go.
I guess. I just think, like, we always make that argument, or that we always go back to that debate of should you keep Abby Maria till the final three or not?
I think you keep Abby Maria because she's not a real threat that challenges. Chris is a threat that challenges.
Is he though? Oh yeah, he is. Okay, he is. Yeah. He is. All right, let's keep going. So we go to Tribal Council. It's night 22. So that means they're more than halfway there.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Who's the guy a couple years ago we thought was sneaking in marijuana?
There's
a guy he was with the girl, right?
With Jess, yes. From Millennials versus Gen X.
Yeah.
What was his name?
I don't know, but Seabass is sneaking some in. Anyway, he looked stoned today.
Did he? That might be his face.
That could be it.
That's right. What was his name? That's going to really bug me. Because Jay, his friend was Jay, right?
Yeah.
And Taylor? Taylor.
Taylor.
Taylor. Right? Yes, Taylor.
Yeah, that's it.
It was Taylor. Yes, and he had that island weed with Jessica, who had the right. Pink eye, and we said that they were smoking the island. That was when Shandy was on, yeah.
Yeah.
We need to get Shandy back on one of these episodes. I know she has Run Club, but after Run Club is over, her marathon is on April 30th.
Run Club?
Yeah, she's...
Hey, guys, you can't talk about it.
We spent a lot of time talking about
first rule about Run Club.
I get it.
Yes. Well, I'm just going to say, she might be free to be a guest on this show.
And she's still talking about it.
That's why Colin can never be a part of
Run Club. That's why I would not be. That would be what gets me kicked out of Survivor. I told you it's because I talk too much.
You know, poopsies.
Yes, schmoopsies.
You don't talk too much.
You don't listen to me half the time.
I know.
Sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm going
to
do this.
Jack knows the key to any marriage is tuning out like 75% of the time.
I'm not going to admit to that publicly.
Okay, but you tune out the wrong percentage of the time. Anyway, all right, Tribal Council, it's Brooklyn's first tribal, and there's last spoiler alert. Wah, wah.
Which is crazy. It's always crazy when you have those, like, Michelle.
Usually when you go that long without going to tribal, you win.
Usually when you go that long, you win? Cool.
Yeah.
We talk about relying on your gut, which Kellen's like, yes, I always rely on... What my gut can rely on eating. Who my gut can rely on eating.
His guts.
Dom tells his version of the story about his issues with Chris going back to day one and the whole hand-raising thing. And it's so like, you know, I'll meet you outside by the bleachers level of Betty. But, you know, it's cool because it's reality TV and we really watch it for this S. So it's a showdown.
Dom is fun.
Dom is fun. Chris is fun, too. I think Chris is fun. I am going to miss the two of them at odds. But Chris's gut says he can't trust Dominic. He doesn't taste good, you know. But Chris uses his... he has to use his no vote. Dom votes loud. Did he vote loudly enough for Chris to hear? Because
Yes, he did.
Okay, because that was... I mean, as obnoxious as that was fairly amazing.
I like that they were sitting next to each other.
Yeah. Totally. Good job, producers, because that was great. But Wendell, Wendell puts his vote down for Chris the Rapper, and he says, stop rapping, you're trash. You can't rap, you have no bars. Put the mic down, bro. Put the pen down, bro. Use an eraser. I was like, ooh, that's
Wendell stole the show.
That's kind of harsh, yeah.
Those Reddit people that don't like him, I'm sorry, he's great.
I can't wait to go on tonight and see what... Crazy Trevor has to say about Wendell on Reddit.
All the guy said was, I like Wendell.
Well, you know something?
Oh, is it like Jack's tweets? Like, you don't. It's just very. Whoa. Hashtag survivor.
Hey, I'm up to 26 karma points or whatever that is.
What? Oh, really?
Oh, karma. That's old school.
It's, I don't know. It's
I'm not sure what that is, but it just.
No, you know, we used to have the karma on our message.
No, I know that, but I'm just like, karma. Okay. Whatever.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Going back to the actual show, Dom uses his legacy advantage, and Chris gets voted out with two votes on Libby.
Okay. Was anyone stressing Wendell, play your idol? Wendell, play
yes.
your
yes.
idol.
Yes.
Wendell,
oh,
play
yes.
your idol.
Oh,
Wendell, play
yes.
your idol.
Yes.
I was like, how? Dang. That's
He must have been 100% sure he wasn't going.
Yeah. They must not have shown.
Especially when Dom played his. I'm like going, Wendell.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But
like,
hey,
I mean, it turns out the vote wasn't even close.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was a landslide. I mean, that's where it's like I feel like they didn't show us enough.
Dom didn't have to play it, but I was like going, oh god. And I'm rooting for, even though I don't have Wendell, I'm picking. I want him to win now.
Yeah, as do I. But okay, what do you guys think? Chris is the right move for all of them? I guess he is kind of a good move. He's a typical,
yeah,
classic,
he's a tool.
He's a classic merge boot, right? Strong guy that can win in challenges.
Right. Okay. Problem is he's not a good strategic player. As we saw today, he I mean, maybe they're just showing every mistake he made, but he'd made a lot of mistakes today.
Yeah, he did.
I think he's still being the game. All he had to say is go with Wendell and Dom's like, yeah, okay. And they would have got someone else out.
Fair. Probably. But, yeah, I would say this was probably – I'm disappointed from a viewer's point of view, but it's probably the right vote from a strategic point of view for the rest of them. Do we think that people are just going to be over the drama and Dominic or Wendell are going to go next?
I don't know. There's a lot of strong players left, so.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think Dominic or Wendell will go next, Jay?
It seems like it. It's whoever's like making the plays, but like Dominic still has some idols and some tricks up his sleeve. So,
and so does Wendell.
So does Wendell. Yeah. So maybe not next week, but maybe soon. We'll just see.
Yeah, I guess we'll. I guess we're gonna have to see. Let's feedback.
Maybe they bring. Maybe they bring Bradley back.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be great.
You see, he's getting death threats.
Bradley.
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Because he's considered evil on the show. He's what?
He's a villain.
I guess that was his plan going in to be the villain. Wouldn't your plan be to win?
Yeah. Well, it's like some people's plan is just to be brought back on the
show.
And
there's constantly rumors that they're doing Heroes versus Villains 2 at some point soon. So he could be angling for that.
I didn't see him much as a villain, but
neither did I.
But the death threats, come on, people.
Yeah, that's extreme. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's a show.
Spoiler alert, it's a show, and Survivor's not as relevant as it was 20 years ago to be giving people death threats.
Yeah, exactly.
It was never relevant enough. It was never warranting death threats, but you know what I mean.
I watched the first episode of the season one. It's like, man, these people were young, except Rudy.
I know.
But I forgot like half of them on there. I go, I forgot about him. I forgot about him. Anyway, and how they start out and how they would get like a little profile of who each player was and where they're from and stuff.
That's right. Anyway. All right, let's do feedback or tally the votes.
We have feedback. Tally the votes is last.
All right. This first email is from Mandy. Stupid kid making me watch Survivor late only to see hashtag Bradley Boo go home. This was she sent this after
gotcha,
recorded
okay.
last week.
Yeah,
I said, wow, she's really behind.
Yeah, Colleen,
that's a significant delay.
I'm reading this because of the next question, Colleen. Who's our next hashtag hottie? Is it wrong to that I want to say Michael, even though he's badly legal?
Huh?
What was the damn it for?
Oh, I just looked at last week's picks. I'm pissed off.
Did I win? Did I get a point?
No, just let's keep going. We'll get to it. We get to it.
Jack got a point, I think.
Cool. Okay, who's our next? Who's our new hashtag? That's a great question. Is it Teen Angel or is it Wendell? It's got to be Teen Angel.
Teen Angel, I think.
Objectifying him is funnier. and horrible, because we shouldn't objectify anybody.
He's only 18, you sicko.
I know. We shouldn't do that, but it's
flattering. What's with women only caring about the younger men?
I look at Survivor contestants for their ability to win the game, not on how they look.
Okay, so hashtag
I guess you just want to trade me in for the younger model, but oh my God, Colleen. Jeez.
Well.
That's kind of sexist. I'm kind of ashamed to be on this podcast.
Unacceptable.
I don't know. It's not a younger model. It's just a better model.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Woo.
Wow.
You might work for Google, but he does real estate in L.A., Jay.
Anybody could do real estate in L.A., but that's fine. That's fine.
Oh, he's going to be making some cash after this.
Yes, he will be.
Yeah.
Lap oh, dancing. I'm just teasing.
No, it's fine.
He does have nicer green eyes, though.
You son of a bitch.
If anybody's wondering, those are the most fighting words I could possibly say to Jay right now.
I have the nicest green eyes. You guys can go to hell.
I'm here to defend you, Jay, but I can't.
Jay told me I have poop-colored eyes, so I am on a crusade against
his
eyes.
No, it's
poop-colored eyes.
Yeah, he did. He said that they were the color of poop.
No, I said they were diarrhea-colored. Let's be specific.
Are they just kind of run all over the place?
So now we have diarrhea and cannibalism. Still better than making the sexual innuendo joke.
Hashtag always. 2018. What a time to be alive.
Okay, I'm going to go with hashtag teen angel. And
teen
I don't,
angel.
Yeah, and I don't teen think we need angel. To do anything other than that. the next email is, I'm sorry, the final email is from Sean, and it is his live emailing. Morgan's with me tonight. So is the wife and my older daughter.
They don't have names, Sean.
Maybe he's protecting their privacy. Okay. Mo says to my wife, it's not that I hated Bradley, but he was going after my beautiful boy, Michael. Hashtag beautiful boy. Hashtag teen angel. Dom, is that wise? Cherish the new, but build the old. Nice. I love the hidden in the buff clue. Yeah, actually, we didn't talk about it. Did we like the fact that they hid the clue in the buff? That was kind of cool because it's totally random, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like that,
Jay? I'm surprised we didn't see anybody thinking that there would be an idol, some kind of clue there.
Yeah. I thought that was a cool, neat thing just to hide it in the buff instead of...
That's why when Killer first started running there, that's what I thought she was going to do, is try and see if there was an idol there. She was just looking for food.
It still doesn't beat the spaghetti idol, though. I mean, that one was pretty dope.
Oh, spaghetti idol was pretty funny. Just because of everybody's attempts to hide the spaghetti idol. I will say that was an awesome sequence. That was very entertaining.
I'm just going to put the spaghetti on the napkin. And hide the plate.
Was that Cole is my goal that did that? Because I know Ryan did something.
I think that was Cole that put it on like the napkin.
Well, you know, he's always thinking, bless his heart. How do you sneak off the island? Ah, Rico Suave. So setting up him or Dom going, this is what Ghost Island should have been. I think, you know, that is what Ghost Island should have been, the continuing wager, but it should have been like an all in or nothing kind of thing.
Yeah, because I feel like if he was going to wager, he would lose the idol. Either it would get better or he would lose the idol.
Yeah.
Losing a vote's not a big enough thing.
I agree. That's what I thought it would be.
Yeah. And that actually would be a cool way if they handled like Ghost Island. It's like, you can have this, but now you wager double or nothing or all or nothing or whatever. That actually would have been, you know, way better.
That's how double or nothing works. So I don't know.
I knew that he would go right on number two. But who does number two work for? And that it would be no vote because 80%
number two work for?
Would alternate. I did not think. I thought he was going to go pretty close to five because he was so happy in that confessional that was taken like the next day, obviously, that I thought that he was going further. Can it be a double eviction and we can get rid of both of these tools? They are the island cancers. No way Michael is going home 25 minutes in and he's barely in the episode. Cool shell on the necklace as a skull. Girl power, this is tough. Libby looks like she will last forever. I probably just cursed her. Yep, I need to keep my mouth shut. So no Michael equals not many comments from Morgan. Haha. It could be an interesting slash long tribal or a lot of fireworks or commercials. overconfident Chris, is it going to be Idolmania tonight? I thought it was going to be Idolmania.
Yeah.
We finished,
yeah, so did I.
We finished the immunity challenge at 30 minutes in, and we usually start the immunity challenge at 30
minutes
in.
Can we just talk about the stones that Wendell had not to play the idol? Like, but again, unless he just knew. He had to have known.
They had to have known that.
And it was such a lopsided vote that it would seem you would have to know to not risk that,
yeah.
But you're crazy. Still, I mean, that's what blinds, you know, hashtag blindside is. I mean, what if he got blindsided?
Yeah.
Well,
like, I was like, play it.
But going into that, now you have to see that they must have been confident enough to have those votes. And Dom must have just played the legacy idol just in case everybody else had an idol where he didn't want to get idled out.
Right.
You know, in some kind of random line.
I have no problem with Dom playing his, even though Chris said, you need to play it.
Yeah.
But I guess did Dom even really have any votes?
No.
He didn't.
Well, Chris voted for him, right?
That we see. Well, Chris couldn't vote because he lost
his
vote.
That's right. Chris couldn't vote. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No votes.
Yeah, no votes. Okay.
He should have taken him out for beer instead of water.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's true. I like you, Lando, but saying I don't want it to be a dictatorship, so it has to be Chris is no different from Chris saying it has to be Dom. That's true.
But Wendell handles it differently.
Yeah, and Wendell tried to make a deal with Chris and he like bailed out, so I don't think it's the same.
There's a different way of being, different approach. Chris says, yeah, you have to do it this way, whereas Wendell is more politically correct but more PC about it.
Not PC, I think he's just smarter, he's more politically savvy.
Yeah, exactly.
He's
suave, if we will.
I think he's honestly more savvy.
He's not in your face about it.
Yeah.
He's making sense.
Yeah. So Chris is going to keep the curse on JT's idol, isn't he? Yes, he did. Tribal.
Yes, he did.
Chris has never been to Tribal. Impressive. Sebastian finds some Ghost Island weed. Looks more stoned than normal. Oh, my God, Jack.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Exactly what you said. Crazy Trevor. That's just insane.
Crazy Trevor. it's not the name, but go ahead and look for it.
Yeah, it's going to start like a mad search for all of our listeners to find.
Is there only like 5 billion people on Reddit?
Oh, I love me some Reddit, but I have already found you while you guys were talking. Love how literally everyone but Chris realizes it's fake.
It's an effing show on a string. I mean, there's been some really good fake idols. That's one of the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah.
The best one was the first one that the older guy that did it, where he made the fake idol. He ended up winning the whole thing. But when he started the whole thing, he made a great idol. But
yeah.
I still like the stick one. That's the best.
Yeah, it's an heaven stick. No one is buying. No one but Chris is buying this, right? Lots of non-team players. Lots of points of failure. Chris sure likes to hear himself talk. Ha ha ha. Could they hear Dom? Thinking yes, yes. We all think so. Ha ha ha. Wendell, that was great. Play it, Chris. What a moron. look
at. Yeah, again, Chris. How do you not play it? Like.
Yeah,
you know it's going to be one or the other.
Yeah, you play it and then hope that production helps you find one for the next episode.
I think he honestly thought he had the 11 people on his side.
He thought he was clutch.
Yeah.
But then you know Dom has an idol too. I mean,
yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, yeah. Look how confused he is, idiot. It was a two tribal idol. Play the damn thing. Play the damn thing. Stick to the damn plan. Sean and Morgan. Oh, sorry. This is signed. Sean and Mo and a completely uninterested wife and daughter. P.S. Jack and I are agreeing far too much lately. Maybe he'll root for the Sox or the
Or
Pats
thinking next. Exactly the same.
So, marijuana, though. So
well,
what does that tell
that
you?
And Jack rooted for the Pats. So
yeah. Well, I, as you, if you hear on the latest Ramblecast, I can't do it anymore.
Now what?
I'm surprised it took that long, considering you cursed them this year.
You know what? And I said again, I go, look, it's your fault. I told you I didn't want to do it. But going back to Chris, not playing the idol, here's a guy that he, in his own mind, he's great in the challenges. You have a chance to make a run on the challenges. You're smart. You're good at the puzzles. You're good at everything else.
Yeah,
play the idol. Stay in the game, and you win some challenges.
Yeah, it was a two tribal idol. Just play the damn thing and hope that you can find another one or win immunity.
Right, or win it. I didn't get it.
And at the very least, you get 3 more days in the game, which is what, another 10 grand. So there's that.
Yep.
Play it.
Yeah, it just didn't make sense. But
yeah. Agreed.
All right, let's tally the votes.
Now it's time to tally the votes. So two people got points last week. One of them wasn't me. Colleen, you went Brooklyn. Jack, you went Brooklyn. I went Dom. So Jack gets the first second point of the game, and Colleen, you get your first point.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe that we are, eight episodes in, and...
Can we say that, is this the biggest... You had Dom going... We had Chris. He got 11 votes, right?
Well, we don't know. It stopped at 8 votes, so it could have been another vote.
Let's assume he got 11 votes. The guy you picked, Jay, got none.
I know, but it was one or the other, right?
So, Colleen, I picked the guy who got 11. You picked Dom.
See, the thing is,
none.
Like, once Colleen went broke, I was like, I got to do the opposite. The other possible, probable one put to go. But, you know, it just didn't work out.
Oh, my God, Jay. I just checked my 23andMe because I opened it before when we were doing this. I now have 2% French and German. This is...
Sacre bleu.
This is really messing with my identity. I mean, I still have...
Me, Missy?
95% of...
Southern European.
Pretty much, yes, but 1.7% is French and German, and 4.6% is Western, Asian, and North African, which I knew.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, guys, I don't know who I am anymore.
Well, you know, it's funny, you say my things, but what I like to say with Cindy is, when she's watching a British show, would you like me to explain this to you?
I know.
Because it just irritates her.
Okay.
It's gonna be okay, Colleen. Let's go to our week 8 picks. I am up first.
Try and pick someone that gets a vote.
Yeah, I don't think Dom's going because I forgot Dom had like 72 different idol options. I'm gonna say Libby.
Yeah, she did get. She
didn't make it past season 2 of Lost, and she ain't gonna make it.
Best vote 2 of the merge. I kind of love that reasoning. I very love that reasoning.
Do you love me?
I do love you.
Aww. I take back all those horrible things I said about you. All right. Jack.
Including the fact that I have poop-colored eyes.
You know, I'm going to ride your coattails, Jay. I think that's because she did get 2 votes. The women were against her.
She's the easy vote next week.
Yeah,
she's
I'm going to. Oh, my God. Are all 3 of us going to go Libby?
I'll get extra points since I went first.
I'll go Libby.
I'll give you an extra point if you take back that I have poop-colored eyes.
I will not give you an extra point.
So if you get a point, I get your point?
No.
Oh, well, then
I just wanted to say on air that
I... You just give a point.
Oh, you
have to
before.
Wager it. Do you wager a point?
No, I don't wager
anything just give
ever.
Me your. You only have 1 point. Will you give me your 1 point?
No.
All right, then. Are you going Libby, Colleen?
I'm going Libby.
Clean sweep.
We'll see. Do we all get points or do we all get nothing? That's the possible outcome. All right. That is.
Is she a threat to win the game?
Okay.
No.
No, she's not. I'm 93% Southern European now / Italian, 5% Western Asian and North African, and 2% French and German, and no percent Irish, which is what I grew up thinking I was 50%.
But again, like if anybody looked at you, would anybody think you're half Irish?
No, absolutely not.
Like you look like you're straight off the boat from Sicily.
So does your younger son.
Only when you have the beer in your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, only when she has the beer in her hand.
I can say that.
The other option is the wine, so...
That's Italian.
All right. That will do it for this week's show. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Once again, it's 385-309-0311. Call anytime with your questions, comments, and or theories. Send an email to survivorjjc@gmail.com. Once again, survivorjjc@gmail.com. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JNJGroup, where we have all the fun TV show discussions, including Survivor. Want to thank the people that make the show possible. Our patrons over at patreon.com/JandJack, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Molly the Millennial, Ed the Letter Carrier, and
Maggie.
What do we have a special name for Maggie? Did
we Maggie, been calling we call her Maggie, Maggie the Money? Maggie the Maleficent.
Maleficent?
No, Magnificent. Whoa. Maggie the Magnificent.
We've been calling her Money, Maggie Moneybags.
Maggie the Magnificent.
Yeah, that's less derogatory.
Yeah. Maggie's awesome. She got herself debt-free working her butt off.
I get it, but it was someone in the chat suggested it. So.
The chat said to go jump off the Brooklyn Bridge. Would you do
that? How much
that
is in
stretch.
It?
That was a stretch.
How much are they going to wager?
And all of our patrons, you can find a full list on janejack.com. Or just go to janejack.com and click on the Become a Patron link today. If you use Amazon, use the link janejack.com/Amazon. Anything you purchase on there to look like the normal Amazon, but it helps out the Jane Jack production fold.
Holla.
We'll see you guys.
They sent Shandy here in May.
Exactly.
It did. It paid for all of her everything.
That's fantastic.
Is she running? Is she going to?
She is. So she's
going to Forrest Gump it?
Yeah, she is. Run, Shandy, run.
Against the wind.
Okay, bye.
No. Next week, we'll be here with another Survivor, but we also have Westworld coming back. Our special preview episode will be next week with Jay Jack and Mike Bloom in the house, which should be a lot of fun. And yes, we also have a new merchandise at janejack.com/store/shop. What is it?
If you go on the Facebook page, Jane Jack Facebook page.
It's janejack.com/store, I think.
It's pinned.
jjack.com/store. Some sweet stuff. Jess showed her picture of her hoodie. It looks really nice and comfortable. So
I like about Jess today. She's complaining that it's too warm to wear the hoodie, but normally she's complaining it's too cold.
Yeah, actually, she sent me a text and was like, it's too warm, and it was like 51. And I was like, Jessica, it's 51 here, and I think it's freezing, and I hate it. Jay, did I or did I not complain about being 51 here today?
Colleen did. I can verify she said that today.
It's going to be 80 tomorrow, so you'll be fine.
Oh, I know. It's going to be incredible.
All right. That will do it for this week. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Peace out.
Bye.